Hey, welcome back to the Shattered Diamond Podcast. I'm your host, Cash, just dropping in to give you the weekly gem to push you through the rest of the week. Let's go. Hey, you guys. Thank you for coming back to the Shattered Diamond Podcast. I feel like I've done this title before, but I guess I'm going to do a 2.0. I don't know. I'm going to look on my phone before I post this and see if I already used this title. If I did, oh well, you're getting hit with a part two, I guess. But the point of this week's episode, it's going to be short and sweet. The point of this week's episode is it's okay to not be okay. I've gone through stuff in the past 5 years. I've seen my friends go through stuff, and we live in a world, and a lot of my friends are single moms. Some of them, I mean, it didn't really happen that way. It's not like, hey, you're a single mom, let's be friends. It's we were friends before we became single moms. We were deceived by somebody that we thought was or had our best interest in mind, but that's neither here nor there. But so we have a lot. I have a decent amount of friends, even not even just single moms, like moms period that don't have the support that they need. But so recently, last Sunday, I'm just gonna drop this right here. Okay, I go to a church. So I went to church. I actually had a group. I had a leadership meeting because I'm leading a small group. I'm gonna plug that in right there. It is available. It'll be available on the 6th, but it is available open for anybody to join. You do not have to be at the church to join. We are going to be reading a book called I Will Thrive by Nicole Crank. That book has, man, that, it shifted me. But I just wanted to plug that there because that book makes me feel like it's okay to not be okay. Once I get everything set up, I'll drop a link in there for it so you guys can sign up if you want to. But back to what I was saying, it's okay to not be okay. I am surrounded by strong women. And some of us, a lot of us, we have no option but to be strong. We have no other person to put this weight on. We can try to be each other's support system in a sense where we can watch our kids and give each other a break. But then it comes in when it's like you got 5 kids at one time. This ain't like this. Yes, it's a sacrifice, but you're also driving yourself insane, okay? Watching 5 kids at once, 4 kids at once. Like some of us just watch 2 at once and we go crazy. But something I've seen with my friends is not with me. Hold on, let me drink some coffee. So good. Okay, not with me. But I know I do have other friends that are, they have a certain image to their family they might need to uphold. They can't show a sign of weakness and they have nobody to talk to, and they end up not even just women. Like I know some men that do this, and they try to self-harm. And it's like they didn't end their life because they know that their kid, they don't think their kid would be okay without them, and they don't want to leave their kid on somebody and make their kid a burden to somebody else. So they might do something not to like end their life, but to just hurt a little bit. Because I think it's kind of like, you know, when you get bit by a mosquito, they say to like press into the mosquito bite and do like a cross, because that pain on the mosquito bite is not going to make you think about scratching the mosquito bite. So I guess it's kind of like, I guess, would that be deflecting in a sense? I guess so. So like I said, the point of the podcast is it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to ask for help. If you need that community, try to make it amongst your friends. See what can be done. Like, y'all, I'm not okay right now. And sometimes I think about, like right now, I'm not gonna lie, I'm making the most money I have ever made. I love my job. It's pretty awesome. It does have its ups and downs, but that's with any job. But I love what I do. Like, I love what I do. I love my team. But right now, I am struggling because of things that happened in the past. And it's not like I'm a felon or anything. It's nothing crazy. It's nothing that changed anybody else's life but mine currently. But yeah, I'm not okay, and it's like I'm torn between giving myself some grace and telling me to like get up off my butt and do something about it. Like legally, I've done all I can do. What's being done to me is 100% legal, which is jacked up. But legally, I've done all I can do. So at this point, and I don't want this to sound bad. At this point, all I can do is pray about it. And I know that sounds like all you can do is pray about it. Like, prayer's a lot. Like, prayer, you can change things with prayer. And I get that. I'm trying to have some sense of stillness and release control and stop putting so much on myself that's not really on me to bear. I blame myself a lot for the absence of the girl's dad. I blame myself a lot for just a lot of things that aren't really on me. So I'm saying that to say, like I said, it's okay to not be okay, but I want you, and I'm gonna do this myself while I'm sitting at my desk after I finish this, I want you to sit down and write out what's bothering you. So do some sort of brain dump and see what you can control and what you can't control. You have to learn to release it. Because something I've seen in myself is a lot of the things that I hold on to, about a lot of the things that let stress me out isn't on me. It might be affecting me in a way, but there's nothing I can really do about it except for pray through it and talk to my friends about it and talk to God about it. And I don't want you guys to get where I was or I am and stuck in figuring out the how. Because trying to figure out the how is going to jack you up every single time. But if you pray about it, and I know it sounds crazy, but if you pray about it and you have faith and you have like a positive attitude, and I know there's some situations you're like, Cash, I can't be positive in this, but you're gonna have to find the silver lining. Like, I'm trying to find the silver lining in my situation, and I'm like, you know what? I can make a short-term sacrifice. I already planned on paying off debt. I can make a short-term sacrifice right now and get rid of this. I mean, not right now, but in the near future, and get rid of what's causing me to feel like essentially a failure. Even though I know the truth, like, this is something that we have to do. When we feel like we are failing or we are doing something, we need to replace it with the truth. I'll be honest, this situation is making me feel like I failed my kids. And that sucks. That's a feeling that I don't want to have, but it makes me feel like I failed my kids. And I didn't fail my kids. They get a bath, they're fed, they are loved. I speak so much life into them. And they still think I'm like the greatest mommy in the world. Like, but I feel like I'm failing them. They don't feel that. They don't feel like they have a bad mom. I feel like I'm being a bad mom. I do. I'm not gonna lie, I do. But I'm not. I'm not. I mean, obviously I can be better, but I'm okay. Like, I'm a good mom. I could see that. I make sacrifices for my kids. I There'll be times where, like yesterday, they ate my food as soon as I sat down. They had food of them for themselves, but they're like, "Mommy, I want what you're eating." And I'm like, "Okay, here you go, here you go." So, just making this episode to say it's okay to not be okay, and if you, it's okay to need help. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay for to be rejected for help. I know rejection sucks and it hurts and we don't want it, so that's why a lot of the time we'll pull back from something. But what they say, a closed mouth doesn't get fed. You might think that this person's gonna reject you, and they might. They might reject you, but they might redirect you too. Or they might not redirect you, but God's gonna redirect you. It's going to happen. And I'm gonna be 100% honest with y'all. This is my second time recording this episode. The first time recording the episode, I cried. I cried through it. I went off on a tangent, started rambling about something else that I didn't want to be the focal point of this podcast episode, but I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I cried because it sucks. It sucks feeling like I failed my kids. It sucks feeling like I'm drowning in a 3-foot pool. That is the best way to describe it. And it's like sometimes, like, imagine that. Imagine being in a 3-foot pool. Okay, now if I was in a 6-foot pool and I was drowning, then okay, because I'm only 5'3½. Okay, that half matters. I'm only 5'3½. So if I stand up in that 6-foot pool, I'm drowning. I'm not 6 feet tall, but in a 3-foot pool, I can stand up and get out of the situation. And I'm just saying metaphorically, it might not be something. If my issues might not be mine to drown in. That's what I'm trying to say. I might have to stand up, step up a little bit, but when you step up in that 3-foot pool, it's not going to cover your head. It's going to go to a certain spot. So this is how I'm trying to see it. From that spot, let's say from my waist down, those are things I can't control. But from my waist up, when I stand up, that's what I can control. I can't worry about what's going on from my waist down. I can't worry about what's, and I'm just speaking metaphorically. I can't worry about what's going on with my toes. Because anything from the waist down is not for me to control. From the waist up is on me. That's what I'm trying to say. I hope that gave you guys some type of vision to see. But I just wanted to say thank you so much for you guys for watching. I mean, not watching, listening. My kids watch too much YouTube. I hope that this episode resonated with you guys. I am just so grateful that you're here. Mwah.